Day 97, Friday, February 10th. Exodus 20. Exodus 21-26 NKJV. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they said to Moses, You speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, You have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make anything to be with me, gods of silver or gods of gold you shall not make for yourselves. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I record my name I will come to you, and I will bless you. And if you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stone, for if you use your tool on it, you have profaned it. Nor shall you go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness may not be exposed on it. Daily deep dive. Memory chapter, Exodus 20, 10 commandments. Typically our memory work will involve a verse or two, but here it's important to remember where the 10 commandments are listed by God. Let's start today's in-depth study with the UCG reading plan. Though they were already known before this, here is the first written record we have of all of God's 10 commandments together, commandments that are founded on his most basic law of love, Mark 12:29-31. The first four show us how to have a loving relationship with God. The last six reveal how we can share a loving, respectful relationship with our fellow man. Though knowledge of God's laws was clearly available earlier, Genesis 26:5, it appears likely that most of the Israelites had forgotten his requirements during their generations of Egyptian bondage and had to have those laws revealed to them once again. Many today believe that it was Moses who gave the Ten Commandments to ancient Israel. But the Bible clearly reveals otherwise. God himself spoke them with his own voice from the thundercloud above Mount Sinai, Exodus 21. And later, God also wrote them himself with his own finger on two tablets of stone, Exodus 31:18, Exodus 24:12, Deuteronomy 5:22. Later still, he even rewrote them, Exodus 34:1. To further define who gave these commandments, we must realize that by Christ's day, centuries later, no one had ever heard God the Father's voice, John 5:37. The Lord, who spoke the commandments, is referred to in the Old Testament as the Rock, Deuteronomy 32:4, 15, 31, Psalms 18:2, 31, 46, and according to the New Testament, that Rock was Christ, 1 Corinthians 10:4. Those who think that Jesus did away with his Father's commandments are sorely mistaken. In his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5-7, he filled the commandments by explaining their spiritual intent, in essence making them even more applicable to us. Matthew 5:17-20. Indeed, Christ is the one who gave the commandments on the Father's behalf in the first place both to Israel and the New Testament church. The giving of the law was such a tremendous event that the Israelites feared for their lives. They could not only hear but also feel the ground shaking due to the thunder and the sound of trumpets. There were brilliant flashes of lightning and the mountain smoked. God was exhibiting a fraction of his greatness and glory before his chosen people. This awesome display was not intended to terrorize the people, because God was not there to harm them. God's purpose was to teach them awe and respect for him, so that they would not sin, verse 20. It should have been a very humbling experience for the Israelites. But as God said, "Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." Deuteronomy 5:29. As we will read, the respect and obedience did not last long. And, verses 3 through 17, often our brain kicks into autopilot when we read familiar scriptures. Few scriptures are probably as well known to us as the Ten Commandments. Take time to read each verse. Maybe read them in a couple translations. Try to notice all the aspects that God includes about each commandment. What promises or connections does God make? Do you notice anything you missed before?